I know. The Democrats have all these great ideas, debate strategies, a plan for nearly every problem we have in this country. They figure an intelligent discussion, a meaningful argument, a cogent debate will win the day against a poser like the Trumpster. That folks will see through this clown-suited guy and vote for sanity once again. Restore American integrity and, oh yeah, make us great again. Not G-R-A-T-E. I got some news for my left-leaning friends. You need to laugh at this guy. Don't stand on stage and pretend he's a worthy opponent. That's exactly what he wants. He wants to be taken seriously. And the last thing you want to do for him is take him seriously. He's a joke, so treat him like one. Make fun of his hair. Make fun of it repeatedly. Give him a nickname with his hair as the butt of the joke. President Hairball. Donald Rogaine. Doesn't matter, anything will do, just so long as you giggle when you say it. Mock his girth. I know, fat shaming is wrong. Screw it. Ask him who he's hiding in that tailored suit of his. Stormy? Get over your political correctness. Go for the jugular, hit below the belt. Ask him if he has to use Viagra. Why the non-disclosure clauses in his affairs? Ask him. And laugh out loud. Forget about his tax returns. Ask him if he can produce his GED. Tell him his attacks on the CIA and the FBI must have been an envy of a mistaken idea of what is meant by the, quote, intelligence community, unquote. The man is the most insecure guy you ever had the misfortune to meet. Attack him in his vulnerables. Make fun of his looks. His intelligence, his shabby hotels, his failed casinos. Ask him again what his favorite book is and if he ever read another. Ask him if he and Sean Hannity are seeing one another. I know, it's okay to be gay. But lighten up here, gang, and put political correctness aside for one lousy debate hour. This is entertainment now. This is SmackDown Wrestling. The rules have been altered this past few years. Climb into the ring with this phony and give him some tit for tat. Ask him who Ivanka's real father is. Couldn't be him, not with her looks, maybe her brains. Ask him how that son-in-law is doing with that peace in the Middle East thingy. Don't wait for answers. Hit him with another left. Walk up behind him the way he did with Hillary and give his hair a friendly tussle. Smirk and mug. Pull on his trousers and throw your arms wide. Wink at the moderators. Have fun with this. Running for president isn't serious business anymore. Enjoy yourself. You'll thank me.